shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It is much warmer this morning than it was this time yesterday. I'll show you when our temperatures do turn colder again. And crowds will fill the streets of downtown Raleigh today to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Coming up, the additional security measures police are putting in place to keep everyone safe over the holiday weekend.
And check your NCAA tournament brackets. There's already been several big upsets so far this year. Talk about March Madness. WR's Casey Hens in Denver, with where NC State hopes to start their journey to the Final Four today. A pleasant good morning to you. It's 4:30 here at WRAL. Thanks for joining us. I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us on this Friday with our, you got a little green there. We got the memo. Elizabeth Gardner also got the memo too. St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, and the graphics did too. Coming up, we're going to see some green on the graphics as we see rain that starts to roll in later on this afternoon. But it is a nice dry start to the morning. Very pleasant, a little bit breezy. We have a southwest wind at 10 miles per hour. Our temperature is 52, a far cry from what we've seen the last several mornings where our temperatures have been right around freezing or even in the 20s. This morning, heading out the door, 50 in Southern Pines and Fayetteville, 47 in Goldsboro and Rocky Mount, 50 in Roxborough, 51 in South Hill. We may see temperatures drop just a little bit more than this, but generally it's going to feel a lot more pleasant than it did the last several mornings. Our 24-hour temperature change is huge, anywhere from 15 to almost 25 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday. But let's check futurecast. We do have mostly clear skies right now. We'll see more cloud cover that starts to build as we get through the day today. Futurecast showing just a quick little sprinkle that could roll through this morning, and that's even earlier than what we were seeing yesterday. Once we get toward lunchtime, we're going to end up with a potential for some isolated showers that roll through. You can see that right there at lunchtime, and then some more scattered rain on through the afternoon. I had high hopes earlier in the week that it was going to be a fairly dry day today, and every consecutive run of the model that comes in looks wetter and wetter. We'll see some steady rain overnight tonight, and then that moves out fairly early tomorrow. I'll show you how quickly that moves out of here coming up. It is going to be a warm day today. Temperatures at lunchtime 63. We'll see a high near 70 degrees, but we are looking at that chance of scattered showers on and off through the day. We'll take another look at that on Futurecast coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. It is St. Patrick's Day, a holiday known for rowdy crowds. Police say they are stepping up patrols on the streets and highways to keep everyone safe through the holiday weekend. WRAL's Nye Harden is live in downtown Raleigh this morning to tell us what people can expect after an unruly celebration last year. Nye.
Yeah, Renee, we expect to see a lot of people here in Glenwood South area. And, you know, for a lot of people, they're coming out here for the bars, for the restaurants, that nightlife type of feeling to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Meanwhile, as you said, Raleigh police, they are going to be around the city with increased patrols. Now, the latest crime report shows Glenwood South, known for its bars and restaurants, has had several complaints and crimes reported. The number of reported incidents went up 16%. 206 guns were seized over a two-year period, and several reports of illegal firearms and drug violations. Now, police have continued to work on cracking down on the crime that is happening in this area, trying to stop it from even getting into this particular area. And this weekend, of course, they plan to be out in this city in full force. Nye Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
A 17-year-old who was hit while getting off a school bus is off a ventilator this morning. The family of 17-year-old Tillman Mitchell says he has a long road to recovery, though they are grateful for his progress. Mitchell is a student at the Hallowes-Pony School in Halifax County. He was hit by a Tesla being driven by 51-year-old Howard Yee. Mitchell was airlifted to Wake Med in Raleigh with internal bleeding and a broken back. Yee is facing charges of reckless driving and passing a stopped school bus.
We're watching for Wall Street's next move this morning after another bank is saved from the brink of collapse. Investors are watching to see how the market responds after 11 of the country's largest banks came together to put $30 billion into San Francisco's First Republic Bank. The bank was about to fail before receiving that infusion of cash. The goal is to ease lingering concerns about a potential financial crisis following the collapse of two other regional banks last week. Many mid-sized banks are seeing their shares plummet in response.
Breaking overnight, we're getting a clearer picture of how the COVID-19 pandemic started. Just before midnight, a team of international virus experts announced the discovery of genetic data from a market in Wuhan, China. That data links to coronavirus with raccoon dogs for sale there. This adds evidence to the case the pandemic might have been the result of an infected animal sold through the illegal wildlife trade. But the data is not conclusive, and there remains debate about whether the virus came from animals or was leaked from a lab.
Durham school leaders are trying to find ways to keep guns off school campuses. Two students are facing charges this morning after bringing guns to two different schools yesterday. Both arrests came after anonymous tips to Durham Public Schools' text-to-tip line. The school resource officer at Lowe's Grove Middle School got a tip about an armed robbery of a student happening on campus. The suspect is a 14-year-old student who had a gun with an extended magazine. In a separate incident, SROs at Hillside High School got a tip about a student planning to bring a gun on campus. They searched his vehicle and found a handgun inside. School board chair Bettina Umstead says this is a serious problem.
And alarmed and saddened by what is happening right now in our schools and also in schools across the state. I think the level of young people that have access to weapons or figuring out how to bring those weapons to campus is just really alarming to me.
At Hillside High School, 18-year-old Zadi Wilson was charged with possession of a stolen firearm, possession of a stolen firearm on educational property, and carrying a concealed firearm. He posted a $5,000 bond and has been released. The name of the 14-year-old at Lowe's Grove Middle School will not be released because of his age.
Two suspects are in custody this morning after a two-county chase. WRAO Sky 5 over that scene as the chase ended yesterday in Harnett County. The driver crashed into a law enforcement SUV on Highway 421. Orrin police say the chase started after a traffic stop in Four Oaks just off I-95. An airsoft gun and a machete were found inside that vehicle. An Orrin police officer has been released from the hospital after suffering a medical emergency. Both the driver and passenger are charged with possession of meth.
New video out of Texas this morning after severe storms hit that area yesterday. This video was taken by a man stuck at a laundromat during the storm, and you could hear how hard the rain was coming down. A wind advisory is in effect until 10 this morning for some areas of Texas.
Well, two children are dead and an adult in critical condition after a house fire in Greensboro. Fire officials received a call around 11:30 Thursday morning. Officials say two children and a woman were found inside a burning home. Emergency responders treated the victims immediately and confirmed that both children died. Investigators are still working to figure out what started that fire.
Your NCAA tournament bracket probably doesn't look very good this morning. Several big upsets have already happened in March Madness, and NC State will be looking to pull off another one today. WRAO's Casey Hintz is in Denver to tell us which players you should keep your eyes on during the game.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It is officially game day for NC State. Now, when you look at the matchup between 6-seed Creighton and the 11-seed Wolfpack, there's some disparity there in tournament experience. However, the two play a very similar style of game. But perhaps the most intriguing matchup today will be the battle in the paint.
Can't get around him. He can't stop him from getting to his spot, so he just gets to his spot and elevates shit over.
Pack big man DJ Burns has been a smooth operator inside. He's ranked third in the ACC in field goal percentage, but he'll face arguably one of the most elite and versatile big men in the nation in the Blue Jays' 7'1" center, Ryan Kalkbrenner.
What a special talent he is, and he will be a handful for us. We've got to do a great job with him.
He's a monster in the paint, over 60 dunks, but he's a shooter too. But Burns says he's ready for it.
He's a great player. He's shooting, what, 70%, something around there, and I love it. I want the matchup. That's what I love, you know, thrive off of that type of stuff.
Now, one quick note, the elevation here in Denver is something that can affect athletes, but the guys all told me yesterday that the trainers had them drinking plenty of water, stretching throughout the day, all to hopefully avoid any cramping come game time, which is set for shortly after 4 p.m. Eastern time. We'll have live reaction for you coming up right here on WREL. But for now, Casey Hintz, WREL Sports, Denver.
NC State will be looking to join Duke in the round of 32. Duke advanced with an easy 74-51 win over Oral Roberts last night in the first round. The 5-seed Blue Devils will face Tennessee in their second round game tomorrow.
Well, time now, we're coming up on 440. There's been an alarming number of car thefts in Durham. Coming up, which models are being targeted and why police think TikTok is adding fuel to the fire.
And what kind of spring will we see? We explain what the new National Outlook says about the potential for floods and droughts.
I want to take you outside now. A live look at Clinton this morning. It's a warmer start as you head out the door. Coming up, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will break down the timeline of when rain will move in tonight.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43, and we're taking a look at Rocky Mount this morning. 47 degrees, 52 in Durham and in Raleigh. It is much, much warmer than it has been the last several mornings when we were seeing freezing temperatures. So a little bit of a break for us for the next couple of days. We have more freezing temperatures in the forecast, which I'll show you in just a little while. But a nice milder start. We're seeing a few clouds starting to work their way in. Temperatures upper 40s to right around 50 degrees. And our planner looks great. If you don't look at our chance for rain, we're going to see a high of 70 this afternoon. It's also going to be on the windy side, but we could see a few isolated showers this morning and then a few on and off during the afternoon. The bulk of the rain comes in overnight but moves out pretty early tomorrow morning. I'll walk you through the timeline of the rain. Hopefully you can plan around it coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Durham police are seeing a significant increase in stolen Kias and Hyundais. They say another TikTok challenge is the reason. Around this time last year, Durham police reported 11 Kias and Hyundais stolen. So far this year, that number is 54. That's nearly five times as many reported thefts. As for the victim we talked to, she said her car was stolen sometime in January and found soon after during a police traffic stop. But her problems aren't over. Durham police say thieves are using tools such as screwdrivers and a USB cable to pull off these thefts. Criminals exploit a vulnerability in the vehicles. At least two dealerships are offering software upgrades to stop this. Sport Durst Hyundai and University Kia of Durham.
AT&T says one of its vendors experienced a data breach exposing details of 9 million wireless accounts. 5Underside checked on this after a viewer emailed us concerned about his personal information. AT&T says the breach exposed information like phone lines on a plan and how much people were paying. The company says the data was several years old and did not include credit card information, social security numbers, or other sensitive information.
Poland's president says they will be the first NATO country to give Ukraine fighter jets. He expects to have four warplanes in the next few days. The rest would come later on. In all, Poland could send between 11 to 19 jets to Ukraine. Poland was also the first NATO nation to send Leopard tanks to Ukraine. A North Carolina Central student took her concerns about equity in healthcare to the United Nations headquarters in New York City. Talia Chavis is a public health education major. The junior was invited to the UN as part of the Women NC Scholars Program. Chavis joined other students who spoke at the 67th Commission on the Status of Women. She believes more Black women are needed in leadership in the healthcare system. Chavis says losing her loved one compelled her to act.
I lost my grandmother about 5 years ago, and there were a lot of things that I saw about her care that didn't seem right to me. So ever since then, I've really wanted to just change the healthcare system and just make it better for everyone.
Chavis was one of the first students from North Carolina Central to have this platform and the only person from a historically Black college or university.
Well, spring cleanup is happening in Garner. The town's special yard waste and trash pickup routes get started Monday morning. Yard waste does not need to be bagged or bundled, and the usual size specifications for trash pickup don't apply. That means you can put out furniture, mattresses, and other bulky items. You can check out the schedule and the list of things you cannot put out on the town of Garner's website.
The FAA wants to increase the capacity of cockpit voice recorders. The proposal comes after recent near collisions. Right now, the recorders only save the most recent 2 hours of sound in the cockpit. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating recent runway incidents at airports across the country, but it says because of the 2 hour limit, cockpit recordings are not available in all of them.
Well, all that flood damage California's been experiencing could extend into the spring. Forecasters of the NOAA released their spring outlook yesterday. They say major flooding could continue through the spring in California from storms and melting snow. The forecast also shows the flood risk is also high along the Mississippi River from Minneapolis to St. Louis. Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico could be in for extreme drought as well. As for us, we could see higher than normal temperatures through the spring.
It is 4:48, and we're already seeing a lot of green on the radar there as we're tracking storms that will be making our way, Elizabeth, to us. Yeah,
so we do have a cold front that's crossing the Mississippi Valley right now. A lot of thunderstorms with this down into the deep south. We're going to end up with rain showers, and you can start to see some of the showers moving into the mountains already. And we'll see those showers on and off this morning through the afternoon. It's a little bit different forecast than we were talking about at least 24 hours ago. 24 hours ago, it looked like maybe an isolated shower during the afternoon. And the system just keeps moving faster and faster. So take a look at Futurecast. We kick things off right now. At 6 a.m., there may be a quick shower that rolls across the area. It's not likely to be enough to cause any real problems through the morning commute, but if your kids are standing out at the bus stop, they may be happy to have a raincoat or an umbrella. Notice it's not covering the entire area, but again, you don't want folks to be caught out there without a way to stay dry. Closer to lunchtime, we have a bigger wave of rain that moves through. If you have plans to be out at lunchtime to a meeting, running errands, that sort of thing. A lot of us, especially from the Triangle area northward, will likely see some showers. That'll continue through 3 or 4 o'clock. And then once we get through tonight, we'll have an even better chance for rain. We have a line, not of thunderstorms necessarily, but just a heavier band of rain that starts to move through between 8 and 9 o'clock. That continues through midnight. So we're looking at some significant rain out of this system. At 6 o'clock, we're still seeing some lingering showers, but by 8 o'clock, this is mostly out of the viewing area. We should see a little bit of sunshine trying to break out during the afternoon tomorrow. Right now, we're looking at temperatures much warmer than yesterday, 52 degrees. We're running about 20 degrees warmer than yesterday in some places, even more in others. And we're going to warm things up by lunchtime to around 60 degrees. Not only is it going to be a little wet during the afternoon and warm, it's also going to be windy. This afternoon, we'll see winds gusting 30 to 35 miles per hour. That's pretty windy, so I think you'll notice that during the afternoon. Heading out the door right now, temperatures are mainly in the low 50s. We do have some 40s around Clinton, Goldsboro, Rocky Mount. Again, those temperatures are anywhere from, say, 15 to 25 degrees warmer than yesterday. It's all thanks to our flow coming out of the south. You can see those arrows shaded in red. That's going to be with us for the morning hours. But then eventually our cold front will start to slide eastward. That rolls through overnight tonight. And behind that front, watch how the arrows begin to change direction. So now coming out of the northwest and turning blue, there's the cold air that starts to spill in for us. We'll pause it there Saturday morning at around 8 a.m. And you can see that it's definitely cooler. So we go from a high of 70 today to 58 Saturday afternoon and then 51 on Sunday. So our St. Patrick's Day forecast, warm and windy with scattered showers and then turning cooler for the weekend. Spring begins officially on Monday. Monday morning, temperatures are going to be down below freezing. We'll see that again Tuesday morning. Tuesday, we begin a warm up, though. We climb into the 60s and Thursday all the way to 71.
Elizabeth, thanks. Well, an incredible discovery at a state park in Arkansas, how a man was able to spot what turned out to be, get this, a 3-carat diamond.
Wow. Plus, there are some sweet deals happening for St. Patrick's Day. What you need to wear if you want to get a free donut at Krispy Kreme. Lots of movie news as we head toward the weekend. Here's David Daniel with today's Hollywood Minute.
Everything Everywhere All at Once is still winning awards. At the Critics' Choice Super Awards, honoring superhero, science fiction fantasy, horror, and action movies and series, it won Best Science Fiction Fantasy Movie, and Ke-Huy Quan and Michelle Yeoh took Best Actor and Actress in the category. On the TV side, The Boys was named Best Superhero Series, and Anthony Starr won both Best Actor in a Superhero Series and Best Villain in a Series.
So it's a real collaboration from the beginning.
Idaho's Sun Valley Film Festival is giving actor, writer, producer, and director Emilio Estevez its Pioneering Award, which honors film work that embodies the trailblazing spirit. The festival, which runs March 29th through April 2nd, will also host a special screening of his 2011 film, The Way.
You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
The Big Lebowski is returning to theaters for its 25th anniversary. Fathom Events is screening the Coen Brothers cult classic on Sunday, April 16th and Thursday, April 20th. Visit fathomevents.com for locations and more info. Abiding in Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
That movie will get a new generation of fans for sure. A trip to an Arkansas state park may lead to a fortune for one lucky man. The visitor found a 3.29-carat brown diamond earlier this month at Cradle of Diamonds State Park. The park allows people to search for diamonds there and keep or sell anything they find. The man who found this diamond is a regular visitor, and he says he's found more than 400 diamonds there over the years.
Wow, good eye. Fayetteville is a Tree City USA, and it's celebrating today. The city's annual Arbor Day ceremony is happening at 1:30 this afternoon at the Bill Crisp Senior Center. Local leaders will plant 3 longleaf pine trees as part of the city's commitment to tree growth and preservation. The city received the 2023 Tree City USA recognition from the Arbor Day Foundation. This is the 23rd year in a row Fayetteville has been honored.
The town of Wendell is getting funding for a new community center. Congresswoman Deborah Ross will join local leaders around 10 o'clock this morning to announce a $2 million revitalization historic Carver School on Morpher's Bridge Road. A building on campus will become the Pleasant Grove Community Center. Town leaders say the offerings will include after-school programs, summer camp programs, and job development services. A Krispy Kreme getting into the St. Patrick's Day spirit. The original glazed donuts are going green, and you can get a free one if you wear green to a Krispy Kreme store today. You can also check out some of their new St. Patty's themed donuts while you're there.
4:57, taking a live look at Apex this morning. A noticeably warmer start compared to our last few mornings. Coming up, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will talk about the timeline of when rain will move in.
And crowds will fill the streets of downtown Raleigh today to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. WREL's Nyhart Hart will break down the plans police have in place to keep everyone safe over the holiday weekend.